637.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful
world. Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I can tell this isn't Paul's voice you're hearing. This is actually his youngest son, Patrick. I'll be back next week. Send him on a little vacation to see my brother in Florida. So he's down there enjoying some nice weather while we're up here covered in rain. And it's just been pouring out there. So it's a nice day to maybe stay inside and think about the garden. Not necessarily go out and do some work in the garden because it's pouring where I am here in Peabody. Broadcasting out of my office here at Northeast Nursery. Located right on Route 1 in Peabody. So after the show, if you guys have any questions, you can come by, say hello, and see if I can help you out with anything there. But other than that, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll try to answer all your gardening questions. I'll be here until about 10 o'clock, answer all your gardening questions and anything you need some help with in the yard. It is a great time to be putting a lawn in, even though it is raining right now. This is the best time of year to be doing it, to be taking care of those little issues before the year, because any fertilizing or anything you're doing to the lawn now will actually help your lawn in the future. So that is something you want to take care of. If you don't really ever put a winterizer down and you're wondering, you know, what's going on with my lawn, this winterizer actually will help it be ready for the spring so that if you do anything in the spring, it's just going to be beneficial for it. A lot of people will put down the first and second step of fertilizer program, your first or second phases, put your crabgrass control and then your weed control because you don't want those in the lawn. And those have fertilizers, so you kind of just be done with it. But the most important one is actually the fourth step, because you're taking care of it for the winter, so that when it comes out of the winter time, it will actually be more beneficial in the yard for you. It'll have more readily available fertilizer, and the roots will actually be stronger, because with the stronger your roots are, the better your shoots will be. That's something that you really should be focusing in on. And you can actually be putting some seed down now. And at this time, you don't necessarily have to be putting a starter fertilizer with it if you're putting a winterizer down at the same time, because a lot of times the winterizer has a good amount of fertilizer, so you don't want to actually overdo it. So just take a look at that. If you're doing any yard work, lawn work, just make sure you don't over-fertilize it, because over-fertilizing is just as bad as, is sometimes under-fertilizing. So it could actually could burn it out for you, and it won't be beneficial for you. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. We'll try and answer some of your gardening questions. Except my father should be back next week. He's on vacation down in Florida to visit my brother. Nice sunny Florida down there. So he's lucky. He's a lot luckier than us right now with this rain. I would love for the rain to just stop for more than just a couple days. Because I know here in Peabody, it feels like 3 weeks. It's just been rain, 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 rain. But I guess it could be snow. So I'm all right with it if it's going to be rain instead of snow. So, you got to take the winds while you can, I guess. So, again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, is there anybody on the line? All right. Who's up first in the 7 o'clock hour that I can help today?
First up, we've got Lee from Mass with a question about raspberries.
Lee, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, I also have another question about crabgrass. I'm going to ask you that first.
Okay.
I'm trying to put on less fertilizer. Someone said that if you really only need to fertilize once a year in the fall. But anyways, I can't seem to find the crabgrass preventer that isn't in fertilizer, and I know your father had mentioned it before.
Okay, there is a product from Bonide that has a crabgrass killer in granule that does not have the fertilizer. It's Weed Beater Complete. In a granular form, I believe it does either 5,000 or 7,500 square feet. I can't remember exactly. It's in a green bag. It's from Bonide. They do carry that crabgrass killer in a granular form. If you wanted to do a liquid form, there's multiple out there. Bonide has one, and Scott's has a product. Bonide has the Weed Beater Complete in a liquid form. You can use it as a hose end. Or you can use it as a ready-to-use, so it's just like a Windex bottle.
Now, should I be able to find that in most places? Or?
You should be able to. Are you looking more for the granular or the liquid?
Well, I don't know. I feel like I have more control with the granular, but...
Okay. They should.
But, I mean, I could
able...
use either, I guess.
You should be able to find the granular in a lot of the garden centers.
Mm-hmm.
I know my company carries it in Peabody, so we do have that product. A lot of times at this time of year, it is actually good to be putting some of that down now.
Mm-hmm.
The Bonide product, they do recommend putting it down in the fall as well as the spring.
Now, that doesn't...
Go ahead.
That doesn't kill clover, right? It's just the
Clover is like a different animal. Sometimes
okay.
It'll help take care of clover.
Yeah. No, I don't mind the clover. It's just the crabgrass.
You know, sometimes it'll help keep it under control. Some of it might actually kill... depending upon the sum of it. But if you're, you know, the best way to take a look at it is to go to the Bonide website,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is just bonide.com, and go into their lawn fertilizer and seed, which mm-hmm. is one of the tabs on the left side. When you go in there, you're going to want to look for the Weed Beater Complete. They have a crabgrass preventer. And they have a couple other items on there that you could take a look at. I sell, it's the green bag, the one that I sell, which is, one of their first products that they came out with when it came, to this. They've now gone into a line of, fertilizers for the lawn. They have some different phases instead of just a weed control and a weed control with fertilizer. The one that I use is, Weed Beater Complete. Without fertilizer, it's a green bag. It's actually on their last page on the lawn fertilizer and seed. So you can, it's actually item number 25. So you can take a look on there and get a little bit more information. I know that Bonide has a locator on their website as well. So you might be able to find somebody around you that carries Bonide products
mm-hmm.
and you can give them a call and
okay.
See if they do have it. You know, have you put a fertilizer down this fall?
No, I bought it, the winterizer, but it said to wait until the leaves fell, so I haven't put it on yet.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely be starting to put that on soon.
Oh, okay.
Because the leaves, they don't mean all the leaves to fall. They want some of the leaves to fall over it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What you want to do is after the rain stops here, you know, maybe tomorrow, I hope,
mm-hmm.
You can put that out because there's a lot of people who have already put their fertilizer down this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
I've sold a good amount of the products out there for fertilizing in the fall. You never know what could happen in 2 weeks from now. We could have all of a sudden just a cold spat where it just the ground starts to freeze a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be putting that down. And at the same time, you could be putting this Weed Beater Complete down. They do say that it will help, some of it if you put it in the, in the cool temperatures,
yeah.
This time of year.
Yeah. I had planned to put it down next spring, you know, when the forsythia starts to blossom.
That's definitely the best time to be doing it for it.
Mm-hmm.
But, on the back of the product, and if you talk to some of the guys at Bonai, they actually do say it wouldn't hurt to be doing it in the fall and in the spring.
Okay. I just hated to put down too much. I mean, I tried to go organic, but the corn gluten doesn't seem to work on crabgrass for me. But.
Yeah, unfortunately, with the corn gluten, it takes a couple years of use for it to actually get established in the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
It takes at least four times putting it down, so it's once in the spring, once in the fall, and then again in the spring and again in the fall, where it'll really start to work.
Mm-hmm.
But this Weed Beater Complete, yeah, if you want to go... If you're concerned about putting too much down, you definitely only want to put it down one time a year, and that would be in the spring.
Okay.
But they actually do recommend that you can put this down sometimes in the fall because of the it'll take care of some of the cool weather weeds, et cetera, that are there.
Yeah, and the other question I had was about the raspberries. I lost just about all of my raspberries, and I thought it was a fungus or something until I heard you speaking a short time ago.
Okay. What I got to do is I'm gonna about to hit a break here.
Okay.
So I want you to hang on the line, and we can I have a couple questions for you about your raspberries, see what we can do there, and we'll go from there. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives, it's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 12th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,769.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,813.36, $906.68 for a half ounce, or $453.34 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,813.36, $906.68, and $453.34.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you like cow's milk, You'll love camel milk. Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Welcome back to the Paul Brandt Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And right back into the phone lines, we were talking with Lee before the break. She had a question about some raspberries. Lee, with your raspberries, you said something had happened to them. You thought they all died. What had actually happened?
Well, they're ever-bearing raspberries, and I think the majority of them did die because I thought, well, maybe I need to dig everything out. But you can see there is a teeny bit of growth now.
Okay.
So I guess something survived. So is it okay to keep them or?
Yeah, it definitely is okay to keep them. If you're going to have, they're still in the ground, right? They're not the ones that you've dug up. Okay.
No.
You want to make sure you take care of them, for the winter. So what you actually can do is cover them with some straw. I was telling Tom in the last hour about the straw to put that around the plant for the winter to help protect them so that they kind of stay one temperature and the plant doesn't just freeze and do the freeze-thaw. It kind of just stays one temperature. And like I said to Tom, make sure when you get the straw or the salt marché, you want to not put it on right away.
Right. I heard that. Yeah.
You want to make sure that you're giving it, a chance. And I've seen people putting them down in November, around Thanksgiving, putting it there. My father's talked about it, but my father has actually done it, at that time of year because it's usually, the ground's usually frozen at that point. And the critters have found their places to live. They've made their nests, et cetera, and you're not going to really create like a little hotel for them. What you want to do is you want to try and fertilize them early in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
As early as, it's possible to be doing it.
Yeah. I've never fertilized them before. They always have done well, but.
Well, one of the things that could happen is, last year's winter, we did have a terrible winter for plants. Because we do actually need some of that snow to cover the ground and keep them at the same temperature. Snow is actually beneficial for that because it'll allow them to stay the same temperature the whole season. Whereas the past year that we had, We had so much, you know, it was warm, then it was cold, it was warm, then it was cold. So the plants didn't know when it was. And I actually saw some plants pushing some growth early. And then all of a sudden you saw growth turn black because it got too cold for them. And it really affected them.
Mm-hmm.
So by doing this, this is going to help protect them for the winter. And then in the spring, a fertilizer is going to help them. You can use any of the Espoma products for the tones that they have. You could use a plant tone on there in the spring. And if, you know, during the season, if you wanted to use a 10-10-10 fertilizer to give it a little bit of oomph, if you will, you can put that in there usually about May or June, just to give it a little bit extra. But you definitely want to start to fertilize it. It wouldn't actually hurt fertilizing it now a little bit with some of that plant tone getting it into the system. But you definitely want to fertilize it again in the spring. That's the perfect time to do it, and as early as you can in the spring. Can we thank you for the
I put seaweed down on all my vegetable beds. Is that a good thing to put on it?
The seaweed, see what that's doing is you dry the seaweed out and then put it in there, and you'll probably rototill it in. Is that what you're going to do?
Well, I was just going to put it like a mulch around.
Okay. I wouldn't put the seaweed around that. I mean, you could if you would like to. I like putting the straw because I know, you know, what I'm getting there. Sometimes the seaweed has a little bit of salt on it from the, mm-hmm. you know, if you haven't washed it off, and I don't want to change any of the what's going on in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
Around that, especially if you've had an issue, definitely, you know, stick to the straw or hay in that area.
Okay.
And, you know, the seaweed's always beneficial for the vegetable garden because of the nutrients that's in it. So it's not going to affect that, but I personally wouldn't put it around a raspberry or a blackberry or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
We thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here for the next 2.5 hours to try and answer all your gardening questions. My father will be back next week. He's on vacation visiting my brother in Florida. Sunny Florida down there, rainy Peabody up here. So give us a call. We'll try to answer all your gardening questions.
Is your lawn a yearly disappointment no matter what you do? Maybe all you need is a little magic. Jonathan Green Magic House Soluble Calcium Fertilizer. What your lawn needs is nourishment so it can fight off the conditions that create bare spots and allow weeds to thrive. Jonathan Green Magic House releases trapped nutrients and balances your soil's pH levels. What does that mean exactly? In unbalanced acidic soils, weeds persist, but in neutral, balanced soils, long grasses flourish. MagiCal also contains humates, which stimulate beneficial microbes in the soil to nourish your grass, creating a healthy and productive growing environment. And just one bag of MagiCal is the equivalent of up to 10 bags of regular Lime at half the cost of Lime. If you've tried everything else and failed, address the root of the problem with Jonathan Green MagiCal. The new American lawn by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water, but do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos? Are you ready to bug out? Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
If you'd rather rebuild roads, schools, bridges, and hospitals here at home instead of building them for others halfway around the world, you're a libertarian. If you think Washington should stay out of the bedrooms and the corporate boardrooms of America, you're libertarian. If you'd rather die than give another vote to the bloated, constitution-trampling, overtaxing, and overspending members of both failed political parties, if you think your body, your love life, and your private business are no business of the federal government, if you think the Founding Fathers knew more about freedom than the people forcing the Patriot Act and the NDAA on us, hate to break it to you, you're not Democrat or Republican, you are Libertarian. This year, you don't have to be a Libertarian to vote Libertarian. We're not a party, we're the people.
My name is Gary Johnson, and I approve this message. Be Libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. As you can tell, this isn't Paul's voice you're listening to. It's actually his youngest son, Patrick. He'll be back next week to help you with your gardening questions. In the meantime, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're looking for some questions out there that we can get out there for everybody. So everybody who has those questions, who's a little bit nervous to call, might get those questions answered. Again, the phone number is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jack from Mass with a question about bulbs.
Jack, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning. I have two questions. The first question is, how late in the season can I plant bulbs in my yard? And the second is, I have a lot of holly, rhododendrons, and lilacs, and I was wondering if I should feed those now or what.
Okay, we'll start with the bulbs. The bulbs, you can actually plant them as long as you can dig into the ground. The bulbs, you don't want the ground to be completely frozen when you're digging in there. You don't want to pick up ice chunks. But you probably have, at least another month or so. It really depends on what happens temperature-wise. If the ground starts to freeze, then it's usually the cutoff. But I've seen some people put them in late. If you've already purchased them, you could probably put them you know, sooner the better. But I think you should be all right, about a month, maybe a little bit more. Again, it's all weather permitting.
Should I feed them?
Usually you can put a bulb tone down, when you plant them. A lot of times, they actually do recommend using, you could actually use Wilproof on them. Sounds kind of funny that it's a bulb and, you know, trying to keep them, you know, spray them with this Wilproof, but they actually say you can, put bulbs in Wilproof to hold the moisture in for the winter. The bottle will actually explain how much you need to use, for bulbs. They usually say put them in like a bucket and let the Wilproof get onto them a little bit. That'll actually help protect them for the winter. So you could fertilize them. Your second question regarding the, hollies and everything that you have a abundance of in your yard, you could actually be fertilizing them. Anything that's evergreen at this time, they usually do recommend putting a holly tone down in the fall. If you read the package, it says to feed in the spring and in the fall. I do believe that it is a perfect time to be doing that.
Okay.
You could do that with a lilac as well, with a plant tone fertilizer. It is a good time to try and give a little bit back to the root system so that the roots can develop now while the shoots are starting to go dormant.
Would that also be true for liming the lilacs?
At this point, you can if you would like. I personally wouldn't do it at this time. I'd maybe do it in the spring to give it a little bit more, because that's going to focus more on on the upper part of the plants instead of the root system. I'd focus more on just a little bit of fertilizing with, you know, a plant tone or a holly tone.
Okay.
Personally, it is a perfect time to be doing that. It's going to help them survive through the winter a little bit more. Again, with the holly that you have and the arborvitaes, you should be putting some of that Wilproof on it in the next couple weeks here. Usually have till the till it gets to about 40 constantly. You need at least 40 to be spraying them, but that's going to help it for the winter as well. Those are two important things to be doing it to protect it, so next year you'll have great-looking plants and future plants to come.
Thank you.
And we thank you for the phone call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll be broadcasting live until 10 o'clock. Help you out. My father should be back next week. He's on a little vacation seeing my brother in sunny Florida, where we're up here in rainy New England, and hoping that at some point, maybe in the near future, it'll stop raining because it's dreary to wake up to, and you don't want to get out of bed. You don't want to go out, and you don't want to go out and work in the yard. You want to be able to sort of relax a little bit more. But we got to get out in the yard and finish up the season. We've got to finish up a little bit strong here, get rid of all the leaves that are on the yard, get rid of, you know, get everything cleaned up. It's a great time to be doing it. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Star from Vermont with a question about aster.
Sir, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I have a fairly old New England aster. It's about 15 years old. The last few years, it hasn't seemed to be doing as well, and this year has been the worst. It hardly flowered, and when I looked at it underneath, it's really, the leaves are brown, and or black, actually, and really dried out. And I'm wondering if it has some kind of fungus or if I should be splitting the plant, if it needs more air.
It sounds like a couple things. If it's turning black underneath there and brown, you could have, it could be two things. It could be it needs a little bit more air in there. So what you could be doing is not splitting it, but cutting out some of the cross branches in there, allow some of the air to go through there.
Okay.
If it's black on, if it's just black leaves and the leaves have withered up, that's most likely what it is. If it's turned, if the plant and the stems start to turn black, you more than likely have some sort of fungus on there. So if you could look a little bit closer and take a look at it, aster is a 15-year-old aster. It has, been through a lot, so it's probably well established and is very thick. So by thinning it out, what it'll do is it'll air it out, allow some of the undergrowth to come up. But at the same time, when there's so much growth together, when the water hits it and it stays together, it can start to create a little bit of a fungus because it's staying soaked, and it, you know, it's more likely to happen along those lines. So by airing it out, it will help it out a little
bit. Should I use Serenade on it?
You could use Serenade, but what I really want you to do is take a look and see if it's affecting, if you see the if it's all over the stems too, then take a look. But if it's just the leaves and they're on the underside and they're withering, that could be it. Now, all year, have you seen a dieback or decay, or is it just more recently now?
It hasn't. It's actually the last 2 years, although last year I got a lot of blooming on it.
Okay.
This year I didn't get a lot of blooming.
Okay.
And I thought maybe I should be splitting it. Is there a specific way to split it? Do you just split it like you split any other plant? Go ahead.
One of the things with that is it can be, it's usually like any other plant, but you want to take a look at it. If it's basically one stem, it's going to be really hard to split because you're going to be splitting, you'd have to split the plant itself, and I would never recommend doing that.
Yeah.
If there's a couple plants, you know, in there, it's going to be kind of hard. Like if you see, like if you were to look at a hosta, it seems like if you were to cut that in half, it seems like you're cutting one plant. But then when you cut it, you look at it, it's got so many different stems in there.
Yeah.
Whereas an aster, if you're looking at it and it's only one stem, by cutting that, you're really going to affect it. One of the things you could do is actually cut it back a bit. And like I said, you know, let it air out so it's got some more room to breathe.
Okay.
With the stems. But if it's multiple stems in there, it's not just, you know, one, you can split it, and that'll actually help air it out a little bit. But like I said, take a look at it and see first, because sometimes asters are just one.
Okay.
You know, cutting that in half would actually kill the whole plant.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for the phone call, sir.
Yes. Bye-bye.
The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're here to answer all your gardening questions for the next couple hours here. We'll do everything we can to help you out. Again, the phone number is 855-660-4261. As I've said before, the next couple weeks, it's going to be really important to be putting some of the wilt-proof onto your products. It's a lot of different shrubs that can use this, mostly evergreens, that you can be using it on there. So you definitely want to be thinking about doing that in the next couple weeks. Again, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dorothy from Mass with a question about Mandevilla.
Dorothy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, we have this beautiful Mandevilla, but I only bought it last spring, and I'm not sure how to take care of it for the winter.
Okay, and you're gonna definitely want to bring it in for the winter because that is a tropical house plant. You still have it in a pot?
Yes.
Okay. What you're gonna want to do is you're gonna want to bring that inside. What I recommend doing before you bring it inside is maybe take some insecticidal soap or something along those lines, an organic spray, and just spray the plant down to make sure when you bring it in, you're not bringing anything from the outside in.
Okay.
The insecticidal soap is organic, so you can spray it inside. A lot of times I like to spray anything outside. I'm not a fan of spraying something like that in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You spray it outside, let it dry, and then you can bring it in. Another thing I would also do is when you bring it inside, in the soil, you want to take, there's a product, it's a granular systemic houseplant that you put into the, it's a chemical that you put into the soil and you mix that in there that will get rid of fungus, gnats, some whitefly, aphids, et cetera, and that will actually help for the future of the plant inside. When you bring it inside, you want to allow it to actually have a dormant season. So you can bring it in, keep it by a sunny area, and keep its leaves for the year. You will notice some leaf drop because that's what it will be doing at that time of year.
Okay.
You can keep it in a sunny window. and just, you know, you don't have to water it as much at this time. You know, you don't want it to dry out completely, but you want it to have a dormant period. So when you bring it inside, you know, your house, you know, depending upon how warm you keep it, if it's 70s, 80s, et cetera, it, you know, it could be just continuing to bloom and do everything that, you know, that it normally does. But this, you want to make sure it has some sort of dormant time. So you could keep it in a garage, that doesn't get below freezing, you know, in the 40s, in the more like the 50s, or in a, basement, something along those lines. Or if you just want to keep it and see the foliage for the year, you can definitely keep it out. But you definitely want to have it have some sort of dormant period.
Okay.
Okay. And then
thank
in the spring, you can
much.
Bring it back right out.
Okay. Now, all when right. should I bring it out? When,
well,
say,
you're gonna,
is April or May?
You could. Here's what I want you to do this fall, too. And you're going to do the opposite effect in the spring. So in the fall, what you're going to do is when you bring it in, you're going to bring it in probably at night and slowly get it accustomed to the temperatures inside. And you're going to want to have it so it doesn't just go from one extreme to the other. So you're going to basically do the opposite in the spring. In the spring, when you start to notice that the temperature's staying, you know, in the 50s, 60s, more like 60s for a Mandevilla, you're going to want to keep it, put it outside in the morning, let it get accustomed to the weather, and then you're going to bring it in at night, and then you're going to slowly harden it off outside, and that's what's going to end up happening. So it could be April. It could be May. It really depends on the weather at that time. But I'd most likely like to see it out there in the 60-degree weather. And we thank you for the phone call, Dorothy. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scotts Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scotts Winter Guard and Scotts Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Let's go right into the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barbara from Mass with a question about irises.
Barbara, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
It's Barbara, a friend of your mom and dad. And it's thank you so much for taking my call. I think last spring, your dad said I should have cut my irises to the ground, which I did not do. So now they're still sort of coming up. I have two questions. One, when to cut them back and when to split them.
Okay. You definitely want to cut them back again, like my father had said before.
Yeah. Is it too late? Can I cut them back now?
At this point, you could do it. You've probably, all the flowers are pretty much gone. You could cut them back. A lot of them will die back soon anyways, the next couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Splitting purposes, I wouldn't be doing it now. You can actually do it in the spring.
Okay.
A lot of times with that, at this point, you want to make sure that it has some time with warmer temperatures to create that callus once you've split them.
Okay.
Whereas now, if you were to do it, sometimes you can actually affect the bulb itself.
I see. Okay.
I don't want you to affect it too much with that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as cutting it back, I mean, you could do it now at this time.
Well, the flowers are all gone. It's only the leaves that are there. We had cut back the flowers, so. But I should leave it alone then until spring, huh?
I mean, it's usually when you cut them back. You usually cut them back after they flower.
Okay.
To try and give it a little bit. You know, it really depends on the time of year. And it really, right now, I divide it in the spring.
Okay.
And at that point, that's going to be doing some of the pruning for you. as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a beautiful burgundy iris. They're just magnificent, but some of them have moved behind a bush, so I really need to move them. But I'll wait till spring then.
Yeah, because what'll happen is sometimes when you cut it too early,
mm-hmm.
It won't allow them to store as much of the, the energy that it needs in the bulb.
Okay.
In this fall you can actually do some cutting back, but after it started to wither,
mm-hmm.
the flowers have started to wither, the leaves
mm-hmm.
have started to wither. You can cut those back. I wouldn't be doing it right now.
Okay.
You could do it in the, later on in the fall once you start to see the plants starting to decline and being mm-hmm. done with, the season.
Okay. Thank you so much, Patrick, for taking my call.
We thank you for the phone call, Barbara. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll be here until about 10 o'clock to help with all your gardening questions. Next hour, we're going to be talking with Paul Largave about the trip that my parents are going on in August to Alaska. I am very jealous that they're going to Alaska, so I have a couple questions. I wish I could be going with them, but, can't go to all the trips. So somebody's got to stay here and do the show for them. But we'll be talking with him in the next hour. And then Trey Smith will be talking, giving us some helpful information about Fertiloom products in the 9 o'clock hour. So stay tuned for that. We've got a couple questions for him. So we'll give you guys a little bit more information on the next hour. And then again at 9, we'll be here until 10 answering your calls. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I'll do everything we can to help you with your gardening questions. And we'll be here. I'm broadcasting live at Northeast Nursery out of my office here in Peabody, Mass. You can come say hello to me after the show if you like. I can help you with some of your gardening questions here in the store. If you have some problems with your lawn, problems with your shrubs, you can bring in a sample or a picture, and we can do everything we can to help you. Right now, this time of year, you should be focusing on the lawn work and taking care of that. Another thing you can be doing is taking care of your plants for the winter by, protecting them with some sort of deer repellent. The deer do love eating, in the winter. So, that's when they're the least protected, and that's when the bigger stuff is when it gets eaten. So we'll talk about that later, but the phone number here is 855-660-4261, and we'll be back in the next hour to answer your gardening questions.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. They're disturbing health facts in the United States. We are now 60th in life expectancy, 41st in infant mortality. Autism is up from 1 in 10,000 to now 1 in 88. Over 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. We're the most obese nation in the world. Arthritis and Alzheimer's disease are skyrocketing. Pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%. There is a better way. Don't miss my 90 for Life free lecture Monday, October 15th at Falcon Ridge Middle School at Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or call 877-279-9422. 877-279-9422. With over 30,000 autopsies and billions of research dollars, it is answers to the health issues ailing Americans. My 90 for Life lecture is free and could save your life. Monday, October 15th, Falcon Ridge Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota, or call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422.